Hey, let's talk about Corpus last name, Corpus, first name is Sylvester, Silbestre. That's B, not V, Sylvester. He was born 1173, 3/13/26. This is a 52-year-old gentleman who's switching to us as his primary care physician, period. He's been having a hard time controlling his blood sugar for some time, period. His increased blood sugar has led to diabetic neuropathy, nephropathy, and retinopathy, period. Patient is undergoing laser surgery because of the issues with his eyes, period. He says he's been trying metformin and glipizide at different doses. None have worked, period. Increased glipizide has caused problems with nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, period. So for today, we need to get his blood sugar under control on an emergency basis because of all the issues and problems that he's having, period. Family history, no prostate, no colon cancer, positive hypertension, positive diabetes. Colonoscopy, he's not interested, but Cologuard, he very much is. He doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink, he used to do both in the past. He's a truck driver, has 5 kids, 14 grandkids. Allergy, no known drug allergy. Surgery, no recent surgery. Family history, positive for diabetes, no colon cancer, no prostate cancer, positive for hypertension. Medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia. Medication currently is metformin, 1,000 milligram BID, Lipitor, 40, 10 milligram a day, glipizide, 5 milligram a day, lisinopril, 40 milligram a day. Allergy, I said none. Assessment number one, diabetes out of control. We're going to start him on Mounjaro, 2.5 milligram sub-Q. On a weekly basis. Next number, he's going to check his blood sugars twice a day. Next number, he's going to come back in 2 weeks. Next number, I told him it's very important to get his A1C under control. He said increased A1C, increased fasting blood sugars, and all this sequelae of diabetes, including retinopathy, neuropathy, and nephropathy, period. Nipiragraph, keep everything the same at this time till I see his blood sugar in 2 weeks, period. Nipiragraph, increase the GLP-1 slowly to 5 milligrams, then 7.5, then 10, then 12.5, period. Nipiragraph, weight loss is consistent with diabetes out of control, and secondly to osmotic diuresis, period. Nipiragraph, he also has issues with ED, obviously, so I gave him, obviously, meaning because his diabetes being out of control and peripheral vascular disease, and I gave him Viagra 100 milligram on a PRN basis. Next number, he has carotid stenosis for sure that needs to be watched on a yearly basis. Next number, he has mild to moderate PVD already. Next number, his body looks like a 65-year-old as opposed to a 52-year-old, and I explained that to him. And hopefully we're trying to get some of this reversed by getting his A1C under control. After much discussion, he's very much in agreement with doing so. Next number, he does have fatty liver. Next number, his gallbladder looks good. Next number, he doesn't have any family history of thyroid cancer, and there's no thyroid nodule present for obvious reason of using GLP-1. Thank you.